But anyway, we'll be going on, continuing with our music. So last, what did we play last? We played some Wu-Tang, which is for the children. And now we're going to Freddie Gibbs, which is for the grown adult. Because he's a little too tough for me, if I'm honest. I didn't even know the Midwest could be that tough.
But AK in the back up in the back room. Cook a meal clean, that shit suck me like a vacuum. Took a vacation to the county, I'll be back soon. Sent a couple zeros, money on my J-Pay. Paying off the COs, smoking on the gateway. Word around the block when I was locked, she gave my thing away. About to have a baby with a nigga, that's what they say. Damn, well please say it ain't so. Took off the gloves, say it's love, but it ain't though. A classmate was coming over, that was strange though. Apparently the homework ain't all it came for. Baby, you stay. Maybe that's a bit mean. Maybe you grew up and I'm still living like I'm 16. Like a child running wild in the city streets. Man, I put that bitch up on her feet. She cut a nigga deep. Damn, bitch. Yeah, that's deeper than a motherfucker, baby. You know what I'm saying? Slam, smack it up and flip it, then I rub it down. Zip it up and then I ship it to another town. Smoking hella weed while me and Willie bust a couple pounds. She used to like that type of shit, now we don't fuck around. Girl, you used to say them other niggas wasn't hood enough. Got your little degree, now niggas from the hood ain't good enough. Bitch, you wasn't tripping when that old school was pulling up. You was short of niggas at your college, you would put them up. Well, bitch, I'm out here putting on. I hope you feel the pain I'm feeling when you hear the song. Don't want a nigga that's gon' slang shit up in your home. But you ran off and got engaged, man, that shit was wrong. All to a nigga that don't got nothing that I ain't got. Only difference is he tryna be a fucking astronaut. Saw this pussy nigga when I walked up in the barbershop. Green as a leaf, look sweet, that cut a nigga deep. Damn. So these type of niggas you fuck with now, baby. You know what I'm saying? Square ass motherfuckers, love a thug. Yeah, yeah. I love her and she love him, so I never touch him. She got his baby in the oven, so is motherfucker. Ain't trippin' cause you got a nigga, I just think you rushin'. But leaving him to be with me ain't part of our discussion. Plus I'm on the road now, different color hoes now. Lay back on the dope, I'm getting dollars off my shows now. Bitches wanna tie me down, but I ain't in that mode now. 5 years later, why you callin' up my phone now? Well bitch, how you get the number? Like every other mother, switching up that motherfucker. Back on the bus, I used to finger fucker, singin' Usher. Down on my luck and she up and left me for a sucker. I reminisce on all the crazy shit we did. You and me forever, shit we say when we was kids. She said I'm having problems and I pray that he forgive. When he find out the baby ain't his, and cut a nigga deep. Damn. What the fuck? So, what you trying to say, baby? Baby ain't his. Who's is it? Yeah.
Some noise in this motherfucker, goddammit. What's up?
Man, Lil Baby, what's up, baby? We good over there, man?
We smoking. We smoking. We smoking.
We smoking. We smoking. We smoking. Yo. 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 Yeah, nigga. It's your boy, the boy. We out here. It's too hot in that bitch right now. About 100 degrees out here. Popping that water real decent. Records popping real decently right now. Niggas holding us the fuck down. Crazy. Checks is the retarded. Don't get mad, nigga. Put a smile on your face. I'm bringing back to the ghetto, nigga.
Yeah.
get it all together and put it in a backpack, all your shit, so it's together. And if you gotta take it somewhere, you know? Take it to the shit store and sell it. Or put it in a shit museum. I don't care what you do. You just gotta get it together.
And we are back, everybody. How's it going? So it's back. We got Clefsa. This is Clefsa. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're starting another hour because no one's going to kick us out. That's why. it's an empty night. We're technically now on break because it's Wednesday. We're now on, there's no school technically today, but it's also because it's 1 a.m. What are we going to talk about, guys? We had a topic, right?
I thought you had it. I thought you brought the topic.
I did not. No, we didn't agree on nothing, huh?
Not really.
You could think of one on the spot. What were you going to say?
What's everyone cooking for Thanksgiving?
Oh, what are we cooking for Thanksgiving? I'm cooking a flan. cookies. And fried rice.
What are you going to put in the flan?
Custard. That goes with flan.
That's what flan is. I'm gonna put vanilla extract.
I think we're more asking about whether it was gonna be choco flan or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's just a plain vanilla flan. Nothing special, regular caramel and everything.
Those are the best. Childhood.
How about everybody else? If you are cooking anything for Thanksgiving, I don't think Jess Middleman is because he's flying back home.
Yeah, I'm gonna. He has no time to cook. I'm gonna see the family and some friends, and I don't know. I'm gonna cook up some life memories.
Keep a square handy.
I head out at 5 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day, and I'll be in Chicago at 8, and it's gonna be a pain.
8 a.m. 8 a.m. So he's gonna. Yeah, it's like a almost 3-hour flight. So he's leaving like at what, 5 something?
Not from here. I leave at 7. It's only like an hour and 50 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. I don't believe it. It's going
to
take
one. It took me 2 hours to go from Chicago to New York, and New York's closer to Chicago than Boston. Maybe there's winds. I don't know.
There's the whole jet stream.
Yeah. I don't know how it works, but there definitely is that. What is everybody else cooking for? We have the two guys cooking together right here. Leo and Daddy J, so they can both talk together. Right. They're sharing their mic, so it's kind of coincidental.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. Can you be closer to the mic?
Guess it was.
Can't really hear Daddy J. So what are y'all cooking together?
Well, the things on the menu right now for it are arroz con leche.
Arroz con leche.
And elotes, just Mexican street corn for all y'all that don't know.
That's right, and hopefully...
Wait, on the cob or in a cup?
I mean...
On the cob.
On the cob. Probably on the cob.
Come on.
You're going to have to get those little, like, stick skewer things to hold it.
Navaja.
Huh? Puro navaja? Bro, that's safe for a kid,
right?
Did
you get the plates? Oh. Okay. So, I'm adding the arroz con leche. So, it's like, for people who don't know... It's
and
like
what are you adding to it?
Cinnamon, raisins, love. My hard work.
And his white privilege.
And my white privilege.
Yeah. That's right. Yo, white passing.
White passing privilege.
Spicy mayo.
You still get white privilege.
I also get white privilege. Okay. I'm the whitest guy here in the room. So is that it? So what is it? Arroz con leche.
That's right. I'll be heading that. And then he'll be dealing with the corn. And we're going to work together to kind of figure out.
Are you guys going to make pozole or no?
That's right. We're going to figure out the soup.
See if you can. Tamales are a no, I'm assuming, at this point.
No, yeah. Masa preparada was a no-go.
Yeah. It's pretty difficult to find this time of the year.
That's true.
It's also just location. Like, I'm pretty sure if I went to Walmart in El Paso, I could probably find it just because of how close we are.
I'll just
Mexico.
Go to my uncle's backyard. Anyway, how about you, Frosty? What you cooking up?
I'm going to be making some lumpia, which are Filipino egg rolls. I'm going to be making the filling and hand rolling them all by myself. So
they are fantastic.
Everyone in this room better love them because I'll be working very hard on them. And then also I'm going to be making caldereta, which is a Filipino beef stew. And it's so delicious. Like, it's just a whole fusion of flavors. Like, it's overwhelming for the tongue.
I just want to cut in real quick.
Go ahead.
Give a shout out to Supreme Ruler Kelspees.
Shouts out, not Kelsey, Smelzy, everything in between. To answer her questions, I'm completely fine. There's no need to worry about me up here. Thank you for looking out for me, Supreme Leader Kelspees. But I am doing just fine. I am doing just fine. But anyway, what is Kelspees is making mac and cheese again, right?
That's right.
Yeah, she's making mac and cheese, and I think she's gonna try and make cornbread.
That's right.
Cornbread. No beef patties?
Sad. We found out that apparently cornbread has like bacon grease.
It does?
In some recipes.
That,
apparently.
That sounds like a thing. That makes sense to me.
And
you can make it
mac
like
and cheese has Velveeta in it.
Oh, no. That's a whole
Believe it or
different.
Not.
You could make it like that, but that sounds nasty. Just make a roux and just put some cheese in it. It's not that hard. Anyway, we're going to go down to Glitteron. What are you making for Friendsgiving, your Thanksgiving?
All right. So I'm probably going to make like a pasta. I might actually have to go and do some grocery shopping tomorrow. So something simple, maybe like some rigatoni, put in some pasta sauce in there. Probably slice up some green pepper, put that in there, some onions, maybe some spinach, just to give it a bit more flavor. I have a bunch of like parsley flakes and Italian seasonings and stuff to really like give it more. So that's gonna be the main thing I'm making, and then also for like a little side dish slash dessert, just like a fruit salad, probably grapes, pineapple, whatever else people think would be good in a fruit salad.
You're really going all out, aren't you? You're making a couple things out there.
Honeydew.
I'm not going as Frosty over here.
Unpopular opinion.
I mean, to be fair, I was the guy who went all out last year. This year, I'm taking a little more easy. I made the whole pork roast, and I remember Leo said that was his favorite dish because he's a sucker for big meats.
Mm. I cut myself making the Thanksgiving dinner last year.
I don't know whose fault that is, but yours.
People get sad, man.
Whoa, my god. So Leo's gonna take a break. So we're gonna get back to some tunes after that note. Thank you for who's still tuning in after that. We're gonna now do some of my favorite type of music. Sorry, it's a little hectic in the room right now, but it's okay. We all love each other. We're all bros. But anyway, we're going to be playing a song that reminds me of the rain. It's a song by Cortex, a jazz fusion band from the 70s from France. They're kind of weird.
so they are killers. I've heard lots of people say once a man's a killer, they just keep on killing and killing. They sort of develop a taste for blood.
Yeah, that's right. They kill one man or kill ten. It's all the same. Yeah. After all, they can only hang you one day.
Both hands clusty, chilling with my man Rusty. Low down, blew off the burner, kind of dusty. World can't touch, ghost purple tape, raid co-host, Monty Hall Expo, intellect, you red pro, sun's trifling, fuck, wildflower on the cycling, picked up the broom, thought I was Michaelin, West Brighton pool, now I'm into iron duels, turn under the earth, Whoopi, she out of law school, inhale, break piece of hell, A and light propel, parallel, Doris L. Nut, you flash the burn cell, snap at the Candyland kids, the old rumor is, blacks become immune to shit, we never did, like eating dead birds, trust the pharmacy, over earth. Men marrying men ill, they got the urge, ghost off. Scissor hand, wig vanished in the winter, living off land. You goddamn right, I fuck fans, king me. Check, checkmate, props like the Michael Chin founder. Neck to neck stock with Bill Gates now. When we hug these mics, we get busy. Come and have a good time with G.O.D. Make you snap your fingers or wiggle. Screenshot, laugh or just giggle. Shake that body, party that body. Don't fuck with ghosts and feel sorry. Word, I'm not the herb. Understand what I'm saying, saying. Hit mics like Ted Koppel, rifle expert, let off the Eiffel. Burn a flag in your grass, spiteful. Ring leader, set it off. Rap Derek Jeter, Cobrid, Prince of the Game. Wish you could see us. We lay low, glitter wax, four bangles, priceless ropes. Lay around the guard, get tangled, woolly hair, eyes fiery red, feet made of brass. 12th man following me, it be the guard staff move. Every squish like Mamax. Smash the big boy, totaled it. Wilshire, Fairfax, sun beaming, wifey on the beach, sipping Zima, Wubinos to Latinos. We lust Selena overnight. God schedules, FedEx, pretty solo at Velvet Nights. DNA scroll genetics too high to handle. One thought from scrambling to mandolin. 100 game, Will Chamberlain, smack him, say when. He rolling up, face wrinkled up, hands is on his nuts. Yo, kid, stop fronting on the grounds before you get touched. He's Canada dry, assessed with a lost son. We won't ride. We want it so bad, we might cry.
For every blow depends on breath control. So it's the first thing you must learn. Fortunately, it's easy. You'll soon learn.
And we are back. How's everybody doing? We got, again, this is Clefsta. We got Middleman, we got Glitterod, we got Frosty, we got Leo, and we got Daddy J. Now, since we have one person from Chicago here, I'm sorry for slurring that, and I also lived in Chicago for the summer, we would like to discuss the highly debatable cuisine from the Midwest, the Great Windy City. It is called Deep Dish Pizza. One of us decided to talk about it, and I think it's a decent topic. And we'll let the man from Chicago himself speak about said
represent
cuisine. Yeah.
So, Daddy J doesn't know what a deep dish pizza is, and so for those of you who don't know, it's basically like a pizza that's made in a pan, and instead of putting the sauce first and then the cheese, you put the cheese first and then the sauce, and then there's obviously like optional like fillings like a mushroom sausage is really popular. And yeah, basically, like, based on the order and how it's made, do you think it's pizza?
Cool. So now that we have that description, Daddy J, thoughts, opinions, indifference?
I would say, I don't know, I think I'd have to try it. Sounds a bit messy. But
yeah, it is. You need a fork. It's not like an actual pizza. You typically need a fork and knife.
I mean, you don't.
Depends where you go. Some of them aren't built to.
I mean, you definitely want to eat it with your hands.
Yeah, you don't eat it to stay clean. You know, you got to be willing to get down and dirty.
I mean, if you can't eat it with your hands, is it really pizza though?
Exactly.
You're right.
I guess.
I got thoughts on this.
I think whenever something like this happens, like the debate of whether a hot dog is a sandwich or things like this, you just have to go back to the proxy of what something is. Like, pizza was created as a street food, just something you can grab, eat while running somewhere, you know? And deep dish, that's not something you can just grab and go. Like, a New York slice, you can grab it, fold it, go with it. Really, really thin crust, grab it, go with it. A deep dish, I mean, there's going to be some talented people out there, but I don't know. It just doesn't fit my definition of a pizza.
Was pizza street food when it came out?
In
Rome.
Not in Rome. The first city, I think, was... I can't remember. It's not Rome, though. Rome has a specific style of pizza, which is like a flatbread, but it's not. They make these, like, 10-meter-wide pizzas, and they chop them up in these giant ovens. It's really interesting. Some of them are just plain bread. Some have sauce and cheese. I've always wanted to have a good Roman slice.
Wait, didn't, like, pizza, or at least, like, some of the stuff for it, like, originate from China, though?
No, it's definitely, definitely Italian. Italy, yeah. Okay. I forgot where it is in Italy. It's, like, a little island, I think. I don't know if it's Naples. I don't think it's Naples.
I feel like that's a good conspiracy theory, though. Like, to be like, is pizza really from China and not Italy?
Oh my god.
Is that like a... Like,
yeah, how would that even work? They don't even, like... Do they even have those type of things in China?
Yeah, it says here that pizza was first documented in 997 AD in Gaeta. And successively in different parts of central and southern Italy. So every part of Italy except Rome.
Right, but Rome now has its own specific... So every part of... Italy has their specific style of pizza.
Fun fact, it came over to the States when World War II Allied troops were stationed in Italy. And just
similar in how we have French fries. We got them from French. I forgot which war. But they would fry potatoes and chop them up and fry them. And then they're like, oh, French fries. That's actually the... Yeah, I don't know the exact story, but it's something along those lines.
It used to be like a really fancy food, though. It used to be like... potatoes fried in the French manner.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta ask if
go ahead.
There's this whole thing about like deep dish being messy versus like pizza. Like, is it really pizza if you can't? You know. I wonder what people think about what is better. Do you think boneless or bone in?
Oh, bone in all the way.
Cause I'm a boneless. I want that extra meat. You know,
I'm a boneless whatever type that of little guy bit of chicken.
I'm bone in because with boneless they're allowed to have meats that are not chicken in them.
Really?
Legally, yeah.
Still tastes good.
Understood, but yep. Some of them I mean, legally abided. It's they can have rats. Excuse legally. Me.
Listen, rats.
By
taste
a certain
good.
Percent.
Rats taste pretty good then, I gotta say.
The bone adds to the flavor of the chicken wing.
I also just like tearing apart
wings.
It's
a bit messy though,
like,
isn't it?
I mean,
you gotta commit.
I was trying to be clean with wings. It's like
yeah, I think I gotta be with them on this side. Wings are just inherently a messy food.
I mean, I guess if you use a fork.
No.
With boneless, you could do that.
All right. I would accept this if...
adult chicken nuggets.
If I knew, if I knew that like you ate like the whole like, all made sure that you ate like the whole wing. I've seen some of you eat, and gotta say, you leave a lot of meat in that all on
right.
those bones.
Listen. So it's a wing, right? So like, there's got to be like wing bones in there, right? So like, what you're eating that doesn't, the wing bone, whatever's in there, you know, it's got to be part of the wing, right?
Right.
Is that what it's part of, or am I like making this up?
There's bones, and I don't know if there's a wing bone.
Whatever bones make up a wing.
Like, your boneless wings are not wings; they're tenders.
Yeah,
they're nuggets.
Tendies.
You're not one of us.
But see, there's a difference between tenders and nuggets.
Well, we're really arguing about this.
See, I don't think, and I just want to like shovel my food in my mouth. So if there's a bone in there, I'm gonna choke. So.
Well, I want to.
Honey, I ate the bones. It's like the old KFC commercials.
That's just natural selection at that
also,
point.
Also, Daddy J did not know that KFCs sometimes have bulletproof like little glass windows, and I grew up with those, and I thought all KFCs had that, so that's a revelation to me.
That's right. I was a bit shook.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta admit.
I mean, there's also every other chicken place by me has bulletproof windows, but I just thought it was a standard, because every KFC by me has it. I just thought it was standard. No, not for you in El Paso either?
No, never. Like, I don't live in the
How about you? Well, maybe Arnold? I don't think out in Springfield y'all would get that, right?
Yeah, no. No, I've never seen that.
Chicago, definitely.
Yeah.
Harold's Chicken got it everywhere.
They got the patent.
I've seen bulletproof subways where, like, you talk to them through an intercom.
Yep.
And there's, like, metal boxes. It's like like you're going to a bank, you know? Like, you deposit your money and, you know, you could withdraw your food.
How do you distinguish a bulletproof window?
No. So, it's like when you go to a bank and you talk to a bank teller, they're behind a, like, that's how you do your transaction in the restaurant. Window. So, it's like a, they're behind a glass pane.
I mean, you don't really know. You just assume.
Oh.
It
kind of discourages people.
Oh, so you know? Are you, like, saying there will be these windows even at the counters?
That's exactly where they are. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm referring to.
Oh, like, my KFCs didn't have those.
Okay, when I grew up, the all KFCs. The only chicken place I didn't have it was the fried chicken inside of Albertsons. Because, I mean, that would be kind of weird because it's a market. And you can't really bulletproof a whole market, let alone just a small section inside. So, anyway. I'm not sure why we've really taken off course, but I guess we're passionate about certain foods. Go ahead, Leo.
Right before we transition, a little shout out to JSO for tuning in.
Oh, JSO11, that's right. Thank you, JSO, and thank you to Sunshine also listening. I was told earlier, and whoever the rest of the lovely it looks like so there's 10 8 other people who are listening. Thank you for tuning in. And now I will be playing some of my favorite music from back home. Give me a second, actually. My phone's being a little weird. It's playing the music. And, thank you for tuning in.
This is for the cheese, and this is for the hustler. This is for the hustlers, now back to the cheese. This is for the cheese, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the cheese. Freeze. At ease. Now let me drop some more of them keys. It's 199 Trey, so let me just play. It's Snoop Dogg, I'm on the mic, I'm back with Dr. Dre. But this time, I'ma hit your ass with a touch to leave motherfuckers in the days fucked up. So sit back, relax, new jacks get smacked. It's Snoop Doggy Dogg, I'm at the top of the stack. I don't lack for a second, and I'm still checking. The dopest motherfucker that you're hearing on the record is me. You see, S-N-O-O-P, D-O-double-G-Y, the D-O-double-G. I'm fly as a falcon, soaring through the sky. And I'm high till I desire, reside. So check it, I get busy, I make your head dizzy. I blow up your mouth like I was Dizzy Gillespie. I'm crazy, you can't faze me. I'm the S, oh yes, I'm fresh, I don't fuck with the stress. I'm all about the chronic, bionic, you see. Every single day chilling with the D-O double G's. P-O-U-N-D, that's my clique, my crew. You fuck with us, we got to fuck you up. I thought you knew, but yet you still. You wanna get real, now it's time to peel. You say chill and feel the motherfucking realism. Snoop Doggy Dogg is on the mic, I'm hitting hard as steel, nigga. This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. How many hoes in your motherfucking group? Wanna ride in my 7-8 coupe? DV, chill as I take you on a trip where them niggas ride and slide. You know about the east side. Niggas like myself here to show you where it's at. With my hoes on my side and my strap on my back. Papers I stack daily. And Death Row is still the label that pays. But you know how that go. We flow toe for toe. If you ain't on the road, fuck you and your hoe. Really though, so check it. It's Snoop Doggy Dogg on the solo tip. Steel clocking, gripping, don't really give a shit about nothing at all. Just my dog stepping through the fog. And I'm still gon' fade them all with the gangster shit that keeps you hanging. How many hoes in 94 will I be banging? Every single one to get the job done. As I dip, skip, flip right back to 2-1. When the sun be shining and I be rhyming, it's me, Snoop Dogg double G, and I'm climbing. This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. I come creeping through the fog with my sagging deuce. Eastside Long Beach in a 7-8 coupe EV.
I'm rolling with the G-Funk, bumping in my shit, and it don't quit. So drop it on the one, motherfucker, put together that shit. A nigga with a grip of that gangster shit, with the east side hoes on my motherfucking dick, and the Compton niggas all about the set trip. Swing it back, bring it back just like this. And if you with my shit, then blaze up another split. And keep the motherfucking blunt in your pocket low, cause doggy dog is all about the zigzag smoke. See, it's a West Coast thing where I'm from, and if you want some, get some, bad enough, take some. But watch the gun by my side, because it represents me and the motherfucking east side. So bow down to the bow wow, cause bow wow, yippee-yo, you can't see my flow. My shit is dope, original, now you know, and can't no hood fuck with Death Rizzo.
This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to...
Shouts out to the LBC. And Young Metro.
My code 500, I don't put no miles on it. I was running wild, homie, with 500,000 on me.
Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you and your bestie, yeah. Chopper with the skull, so do not test me, yeah. Ric Flair drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. $multi-million, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop off in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits.
I'll say, twirl my finger, got the game with me. Bang with me. Bought my purple ticket, got some rain on it. Nigga, we used to kick it, how you hang on me? Hop in the Bentley coupe and blow the brains out of it.
We not the same, my nigga, we funding off the vision. And with your brain, yeah, we bought you like it's an auction, ain't it? Get the chopper, 100 round total, like it's a car collision. I mean, this your mandatory, the means I had to get it. My shooter be begging, please, you ready to whack a nigga. I gave a nigga a dummy, I had to cap a nigga. I'm giving your whole away, like she a rapper, nigga. Then we gon' pray with the pastor scriptures.
Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you and your bestie, yeah. Chopper with the skull, so do not test me, yeah. Ric Flair drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. $multi-million, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop off in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits.
Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you and your bestie, yeah. Chopper, so do not test me, yeah. Ric Flair drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. $multi-million, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop up in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits.
Thanks to everyone tuning in so far. That was Ric Flair Drip by Offset and Metro Boomin. Shouts out to Ric Flair, the original... just the original originator of swag. This is how this goes, you know? Now, we're gonna go now to our sponsor of the hour. Again, it'll be the same one, so bear with me. And yeah, we got another good 20 minutes after this ad. So thank you for tuning in so far, everybody. Whoop whoop.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Shouts out to those ads and shouts out to NOLA. Beverly Hills or Queens, I mean, I don't know where he really resides. And shouts out to Gary Anda, but now Calabasas, because he's got money. So thank you to the guys who made this song. Whoop, whoop.
It can't be a motherfucking thing, bro. Yeah. I
can help it. Let's go away
feel like that's a fix. Which one you fuck niggas born in next? In my dreams, I see faces of death. I'ma pray for you hoes, get your rosary, cross your chest. Your soprano can't fade me like Thanos. I just shipped the whole damn piano about the west. In Chicago, my fuck around ball on like Rollo and go put 500 things on the jet. I just picked the 500 things on the strip. Nigga rap with 100 pack in the lip. OG niggas, they told me that they still be moving if they hit the Uber's in 96. Black Tony told them TG, get the yay. Line of scrimmage paid, man, it's rich to play. Pour the holy water all up in the Jesus piece. Watch some real niggas in his way. Yeah. Don't get from the devil's mouth. I hammer that on the roof of the devil's house. Chop it down, make a time with the metal out. Purpose said we didn't go deep, brought the devil out. Brought up in my house that the devil in. Drop the zip, took a loss, they gon' never win. I'm so sick of these fucking rap groupies. I need to go find some good pussy to settle in. Hit my plug with the strap, pussy boy wanna jack up the pack and the nigga can't settle for. I just hit up the depth, all he do is smoke wet on the steps and the nigga might wet him for. Six figures, most niggas never saw it. Almighty dollar, nigga can't ignore it. Light gas bill, nigga can't afford it. Put him on it, wet him, nigga, wet him for it. Yeah, big ball rolling, catch me chucking up the boxes, locals. Bitch, I run the deck like Willie Lauder, nigga got the fans and the fans taking photos. No, but say when you're low, when you see the logo, made a half a million off of Motorola. Percy Miller with the baking soda, Silk the Shocker Rock, I guess he murder motors. I'm a giant nigga standing on my shoulders, gave these niggas game, now they throwing shade. I'm a folks, Crips, blood, renegades, got respect dripping from a nigga name. Finna load the seat, seekers in the gauge, drugs loaded in me when I hit the stage. I'm a folks, Crips, blood, renegades, got respect dripping from a nigga name, nigga, what? I know folks, Crips, Bloods, Renegades, get respect dripping from a nigga name, nigga, what? Yeah, big door, bunny rabbit, nigga, about to ship the package and it's automatic, nigga, what?
How's it going, everybody? We are back, and we have all our visitors still. I'm glad that they stayed for the second hour, and we're almost out of here, to be true. There's only about a good 22 minutes, a little less than that, actually. I see the clock, there's a couple seconds off, but anyway, so what's our favorite Nintendo experience, since everybody's had experiences with Nintendo? So what games, or specific levels, or so forth? And we'll start with Leo, because he actually made a face when I asked the question. So go ahead. Here we go.
I mean, Pokemon fanboy. Probably best experience was actually not playing any of the games. It was more like a stroke of luck. I remember having a really old Game Boy Advance at some point, beaten up, missing the battery cover. And it had one game on it. And it was, I think, some aircraft simulator, things like that. Something way too advanced for 12-year-old me to understand what was going on. Like altitude and things like that, horizon monitors. It was really intense. Like I played it later on and it was great, but at the time I didn't know what I had. But I was in elementary school and I was just walking to class, and at one point I'm walking through the parking lot, and I mean not the parking, but I was about a block away from school because my mother was in a hurry, and I'm walking home, walking to the school, and I see on the ground in between the grass a little red shiny thing, and I thought like, oh, somebody dropped a, I don't know, a stapler or something, and I don't know, it was shiny, I'm a kid, I pick it up, and it was actually Pokemon Fire Red, brand, just incredible condition, and that was the first Nintendo game I ever got, sent me on the course, so I think that's my best Nintendo memory. The stroke of luck,
and that's where the true love came for
it found
Pokemon.
Me,
yeah, it found him. That's an interesting story. So we'll go on. Does anybody have anything strong to say about theirs? If whoever wants to go next, or anybody really antsy? We got Daddy J.
So I would say that I don't have like a single experience, but I gotta say that the game Super Smash Brothers Melee really will always stay in my heart, just because I remember it being as the one game that like I could play every day. Just coming back from school, I would like spend a good 3-4 hours kind of playing with my brother, and we just like would keep going on and on. It's like we couldn't get tired of it. So it was kind of like the reason why I would just get through all my work so quickly.
And you
just
were
so
you were a Sheik main, right?
That's right. Sheik
back in the Melee days.
Sheik and Ganondorf.
Sheik and Ganon. He's still a Ganon. He's a Ganondorf main in every game.
That's right.
Actually.
That's right. One of his and I'm so it. Excited for the new.
Because he's much faster. He's not as Boss. Immobile.
Yeah.
So he might be a little OP. So we might have to ban. And how about you, Glitterod?
Yeah, so I grew up with Nintendo my entire life. I had a 64 when I was younger.
Nice.
Then I got the Wii, and that was like the next step for me. I ended up getting a DS Lite, and then the next DS after that, the DSi, I think it was.
And then
3DS and everything. So it's been like a big part of my life. One of the best games I've ever played, was this RPG called Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, did that really spark your inner weeb?
No, it just like it was already there beforehand, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know.
Fan the flames.
Yeah, just fan the flames. Make me the ultra weeb, you know.
We love ultra weeb.
Yeah, it was one of the best modern RPGs I've ever played.
I heard it's good. It's for the Wii, right?
It came out for the Wii, and there's like the 3DS version, which uh-huh. It's just the graphics are kind of eh.
Yeah, I know.
But no, it's like one of the best modern RPGs I've seen. Like the story is great, the characters I really love, and they're all very unique in how you have to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play as any of them too, so there's like a lot of customize your whole team. In that sense.
Oh, it's a party. It's that type of JRPG?
Yeah, you're basically like switching out members as you recruit them. Each of them like have their own like skill sets that you can work with.
So it's like Pokemon.
I mean, Pokemon's another JRPG, yeah.
Quiet
falls
you.
Under that criteria. And now we're going to talk to a middleman about his favorite Nintendo experience. So go ahead.
All right, so my cousin... So my cousin had a... an NES with Duck Hunt on it, and he only had Duck Hunt. So, yeah, that's basically my first experience with the Nintendo system. Just played a lot of Duck Hunt, and I think maybe he had something else. I'm not sure.
The main question was, what's your favorite experience, or is that your favorite? The first experience.
Just like in general, because
okay.
Not like I got to do that every day, but like, yeah.
You get to play Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Shoot a gun at a screen.
Yeah.
Which is probably really cool for back then.
Yeah,
because
really
it's like
was.
The 80s. You could just shoot a little plastic on your screen and it would shoot a duck.
Yeah, even me being a kid, like, I didn't grow up in the 80s, but I'm a 2000s baby. But yeah, it's still like the way that game worked is like still pretty new to me. Like, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
That's sick to know. And how about you, Frosty?
I would say definitely The Legend of Zelda, because for me, for Nintendo, I love a video game with a good story.
Which Legend of Zelda in particular?
Essentially the franchise, but specifically Breath of the Wild. Like
Breath
my
of
favorite,
the Wild.
Like my favorite part about the Legend of Zelda franchise was like, I didn't realize it until later age where I realized there's like this whole storyline. Like I remember I was just a little ignorant child just playing every single Legend of Zelda game, not knowing the story.
Mm-hmm.
But once I finally learned how to read, and then started reading up on like the game summaries, I was like, oh my goodness, there's a whole story amongst all these video games. And I'm just was like so amazed with Breath of the Wild because it was beautifully designed. It was like the best Legend of Zelda game I ever played, and it literally like took aspects from all the past Legend of Zelda games and combined them into this open world where just the environment can link the history of Hyrule. And that was just like one of the most beautiful things that I saw playing the game.
It's like, I mean, I've yet to play that game. I do plan to play the Breath of the Wild one day, because I do have a Switch now. I'm still working on Mario Odyssey. It's a pretty good game. I don't know. It's I gotta say, mine's gotta be, I had the port of Super, I didn't even buy the game. I don't know how it got to me. It was like a hand-me-down. I had a Game Boy, which was mine. But then at one point, I got Super Mario World, the port from the Super Nintendo to the Game Boy Advance SP. And it's an interesting game, you could say. It's by far the beefiest platformer they had at the time, because it was the first 16-bit one. And in the port, you could actually play as Luigi, which was cool, because it added like this level difficulty because he jumps weird as hell. And it's actually quite annoying. But some people like to play the Luigi. But anyway, we're going to go back to some tunes. Thank you for tuning in so far. This is Clefsta. We got another about 13 or so minutes. Thank you for tuning in so far. And it is the birthday of Five Dog, I was told. So we will be playing a tribe called Quest at the current moment. And thank you. Rest in peace, Five Dog.
Black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
Relax yourself, girl, be set. Stretch out your legs, let me make it ball. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Poontang until it stinks. You can be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. What? But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run their yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacey Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass jack is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
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 Shouts out to the Caribbeans and Queens for the next song, everybody. Woo-hoo!
Do a spin move, nigga. I bend smooth. Straight up.
Shouts out Mayhem Lauren.
All Queens every day.
All Queens.
Shout out to all my West Coast niggas, though.
Some peace, Prodigy.
Still crazy fly rap with a lazy eye. Couple chains on, nigga, that's me.
God bless me, shit, don't stress me. Gore-Tex hugging my chest, I look sexy. Switch lanes, bitching new frames, the coupe swings, the crew bangs, I'm rocking new fangs. That nigga's too strange, we not the same, nigga. Matter of fact, we very different. Take the bread out of this safe, don't be resistant. I knock the head off the headliner, then get the opening act, poke for a stack. It's doper than rap, I do this for my nigga selling dope in the back. You might see me on Livonia with a donya, looking well rested like I hopped out of a coma. Peace Corona, shit, peace Jamaica. Rings on my hand like I'm a motherfucking Laker.
He wanted proof, he heard the voice of God.
He wanted proof, God's promises.
When you sit at home and wait for that mystery God to bring you food, you should know what I'm talking about.
Yes, he sent me.
You who used to be blind, you who used to be crippled, you didn't sit at home and wait for no mystery God.
Calls you master.
You went to your house to get your guests. And you
calls.
You went and got your guests.
Everybody, we are heading out almost soon. We're gonna be playing our sad tunes, cause it's that time. We got another less than eight minutes. It's rather disheartening to leave everybody. Let me see how many people we got watching now. Let's check. So it's WMFO. Thank you to the 9 people still listening. If you know me or you don't know me, we love you anyway. It's cool that you listen to the. Not the greatest music I play, but it's the music I play. Now, how does everybody take goodbyes? Like, what's the worst goodbye you've had? The best goodbye? What's the weirdest goodbye experiences? That's why, because the theme right now is we're saying goodbye. And we're only going to talk about this for about 3 minutes, so we're going to have to go quick.
I guess, like, one of the, like, worst goodbyes is just, like, people over text. Like, all of a sudden, you know, you might never see someone again, and they just kind of send you a text message or like a voice message, and that's kind of the only closure you get.
Well, that was kind of sad.
Too real.
That's a little disheartening, but I mean, that's the theme, and the music matches. Anybody else got anything to say about goodbyes? I mean, for some of us, we're actually saying goodbye very soon because we're seniors. It's me, as in Klepsta, Frosty, Leo, and Daddy Jerry leaving very soon once the spring semester comes to an end. That'll be a weird goodbye. Probably the weirdest one I've had and the most mixed feelings. But anyway, what about other goodbyes? Because, you know, we haven't had that yet, so we can't really talk about that.
Yeah, I think goodbyes are a bit bittersweet. You know, maybe in the moment you might not feel it because it hits everybody a bit differently. But the way I see goodbyes, you know, is kind of like another event happening through life. And there's not so much bad in it, right? Because you kind of celebrate like the kind of adventure or like the kind of relationship you had with someone else when you say goodbye to them, whether it
it's acknowledging
like,
it.
Yeah, like whether it be like a good friend or like acquaintances or like a past lover, like it's all good. It's all another experience.
Or if LeBron leaves your team again, I mean, that's tough goodbye. Second time.
I feel like the worst goodbye is no goodbye at all. Because at least with just a goodbye in general, there is still some closure. But
that's real.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even get that little bit of closure.
I never got to say goodbye to Harold.
Yeah,
feels weird. I want to.
I'll be back soon.
The best fried chicken. Then you're having for Thanksgiving, right? That's usually what
that's usually what we do.
Instead of a giant turkey, it's a bucket. Yeah.
Half dark, half white.
And with a bucket of mild sauce on the side, because that's the only way you're supposed to do it. That's the only way. They got to be as messy as possible. Thank you for tuning in. This is Klefsta, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to everyone, all the support. This music's kind of sad. I'm kind of sad because I'm a sad guy. I miss Harold, miss my mom. It's way too cold, and Thanksgiving's gonna be even colder. So thank you again for everybody who's tuned in. There's only be a couple songs before you head out. And this one's by The Alchemist. So again, shouts out Queens. Shouts out Beverly Hills. Shouts out Watts, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Slauson, Old Block. Say that again?
And not Staten Island.
Yeah, the Forgotten Borough, everybody, is not Staten Island. That's what he said. I'm not a big fan of Manhattan. It's a little too touristy for me. But again, thank you for tuning in. We're going to head back to some tunes. Right now, they are just a little, you know, just as moody as we are right now. Woo, woo, woo.
Because I'm Mickey ain't here no more.
Yep. So, shouts out to Sandra Munoz. And last quick shout out to Melissa, Eric Martinez, and Sunshine. Woo, woo, woo.
You were a champion, and you did what you were expected to do. And you did what I and everybody else thought you should do. And you want to tell me that those lights weren't real, that you were carried? Well, I don't believe it. It doesn't matter what I believe, because you're the one that's got to carry that fear around inside you. I'm afraid that everybody's gonna take things away. Well, none of it's true. It doesn't matter if I do. It doesn't matter because you're the one that's gotta settle it. Get rid of it.
My music will be presented commercial free.
Because when all the smoke has cleared and everyone's through chanting your name, it's just gonna be us.
Alright, welcome everybody. It is almost 2 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, I believe.